American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
Essentially weakening the United States economy.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA on trade with China.
China happens to be the country that contributes most to the United States' ever-mounting trade deficit. And $380 billion of that is the result of trade with China. So let's answer the question, how does trade with China impact U.S. agriculture and in particular the U.S. livestock sector? So we go back to 2001. China was invited to join the World Trade Organization. The theory was that if China were allowed to play with the other countries, China would learn to play well and they would become more fair in their trade practices. But just the opposite has occurred since 2001. China has become a fierce, corrupt trade partner, and its focus has been on the United States of America. So what China began to do immediately was devalue its currency. And by doing that, it would artificially lower the price of the exported goods coming from China and to the United States. As a result of these cheaper goods entering the country, U.S. manufacturing firms were unable to compete against this artificially devalued import product, and as a result, they either went broke or they were offshored. In fact, we've lost about 5 million manufacturing jobs since China was allowed into the World Trade Organization. And we believe this $500 billion trade deficit has weakened the United States economy by about 3%. So how does that relate to the agricultural industry? Well, the cattle industry, this is particularly important because we don't produce enough to satisfy domestic demand for beef. So we are most dependent on American consumers to purchase our annual production, meaning we want a strong middle class. So what President Trump is doing in order to reform trade with China is a long time coming. We support it wholeheartedly. We should have done this 15, 20 years ago. We should continue to impose more tariffs until China does self-discipline itself, if you will, and correct its evil ways in the international trade arena.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, and I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.